For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Wednesday was College Country Night at a bar called Borderline in Thousand Oaks, California. A lone gunman sent a hail of bullets through the crowd. 12 people died, and many others were wounded. Sarah Rose DeSan says it was a real-life nightmare.
My friend Cody yelled, "Get down," and I fell to the floor, and I hid behind him, and I just, like, tucked myself in his back. And when I was on the floor, I looked back, and I see a smoke bomb going off.
DeSan later learned that her friend Cody Kaufman had succumbed to his injuries. The shooter, 28-year-old Ian Long, turned the gun on himself. He served in the Marines for many years and was a machine gunner for a while. Police are still searching for a motive. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
A wildfire that started on Wednesday has exploded, charring thousands of acres and destroying the town of Paradise in California. KOBR TV reporter Rachel Wolf.
This fire is continuing to feed itself by bits and pieces of ash that are glowing and then spreading more little small fires. And so what's happened is the fire just exploded and has completely ravaged the town of Paradise. In fact, we're hearing hundreds, if not possibly 1,000 structures have been impacted in a little town of about 27,000 people.
Several midterm races, including the one for governor in Georgia, are still undecided. Stacey Abrams' campaign says it's continuing to fight to get all of the outstanding votes counted in the Georgia governor's race and won't accept the declaration of victory from former Secretary of State Brian Kemp. Abrams trails Kemp by some 35,000 votes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Charges have been filed against the captain of a Missouri tourist boat that sank and killed 17 people this past summer. Here's more from USA's Chris Barnes.
The dead included 9 people from a single Indiana family. Now a federal indictment shows 51-year-old Kenneth Scott McKee facing 17 counts of misconduct, negligence, or inattention to duty. The July accident occurred when an amphibious vessel known as a duck boat sank on Table Rock Lake near Branson when a sudden and very severe storm rolled into the area. McKee accused of not properly assessing the weather before or after the boat went on that lake. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The White House has suspended the White House pass of CNN's Jim Acosta, accusing him of harming an intern who was trying to grab his mic away during a contentious exchange with President Trump. Acosta responded on CNN.
I didn't put my hands on her or touch her, as they're alleging. And it's just unfortunate that the White House is saying this. You know, we all try to be professionals over there, and I think I handled myself professionally.
In a statement, CNN said White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders lied. They said the White House revoked Acosta's press pass in retaliation for his challenging questions during the conference. Take us with you and listen anytime at home or on your personal device at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.